Hi, family. I'm Anita S., and I'm truly a grateful recovering addict. Amen. And first things first, I'd like to thank God for allowing me another day clean and at a convention, an NA convention.
Yes, God.
And thanks, Susan, for sharing. I guess she left off where I'm supposed to come in at. I want to thank you guys for asking me to speak. And I have to tell you, Susan went first because she said, I was ready for the first topic. Can you take the second? And I was thinking to myself, the old me would have said, nah. But not overnight, over time. You do change in this program. So I don't really have a problem with the second topic, Susan. And you did such a great job. I was like, oh, my God, now I got to go up here and just get honest. I went in the bathroom and I prayed, God, let me get honest up here. Because I have to remember when I came into Narcotics Anonymous, I was that dressed up garbage can, you know. And all of a sudden, I started having hot flashes and sweating because the disease do not want me to get up here and tell you who I really am, you know. And I also came in here thinking, look at me, don't I look good? Forget how I look. It's about how I felt because I didn't use over how I look. I use over my feelings. And I need to tell you that when I came into Narcotics Anonymous, I came visiting. So if you're a visitor, you definitely are in the right place and welcome. And keep coming back. I heard that when I made my first meeting. Keep coming back no matter what. You're welcome, you know. And I was like, really? And the thing that bothered me the most was the fact that you guys were so daggone happy, joyous, and free. I looked good, but I was sad, broken down on the inside. Boy, if you can look on the inside, you'd be like, she needs surgery. That's how messed up I was, you know. And I thought I had the cornerstone on pain when I came in here. Didn't nobody go through what I went through. Nobody felt what I felt. Nobody had to live like I lived, you know. But when I came in here, my spirit was really broken. I came in here and I didn't know who and what I was. I know my life wasn't what it was supposed to be. That's all I know. And I know my best friend brought me to my first meeting because I liked what you guys was doing in here. You was telling stories. It was better than the stories on TV. You was getting honest about what was going on. So they gave me the topic, living life on life terms. Well, how you do that clean? You know, that's what I wanted to know. How was you living life? I thought everybody in here was doing a little something, something. A sip, a chip, or something. You know, nothing. And they said, nothing. I knew I had a problem with cocaine, but I didn't know I had a problem with alcohol. They said a drug is a drug is a drug. And my first sponsor, a temporary sponsor, told me that. I'm like, really? Because I wanted to hold on to something. You know, I didn't know how to live life on life's terms. And that's without the use. And I have to say that because I live life today. And I was in the bathroom talking to a young lady only through the grace of God, because there was days in my life since I've been in this journey that I didn't wake up. But let me start by saying this. Living life on life's terms to me was always a struggle since I was a little girl, because I wasn't raised by my mother. And I used to wonder what she looked like and how come I wasn't with her. And all my girlfriends had mothers, you know. And then I had a father who used. You know, and I knew he used. I was 10 years old when I realized where heroin was, and he was nodding. And you talk about living life on life's terms. Who wants to share that? Who wants to let somebody know that their father is a drug addict and their mother has all these children and she doesn't know where her daughter is, you know? I didn't want you to know who or what I was. I was really a child that was looking for love in all the wrong places. Let me put it that way. And I had to live a life of, I guess you could say, one way on the inside, and then when I came out, I was another way. And I learned that at an early age, because everybody was saying mommy and daddy, and I was had an aunt and uncle. So if you thought my aunt and uncle was my mother and father, I let you believe that. See, but I didn't know I was living a lie until I came into Narcotics Anonymous. There's a lot of things that I learned to live life on life's terms in Narcotics Anonymous. And that's only because you guys were being so honest. And I didn't know I was living a lie. I thought I was living a fairy tale life. You know, except for one day when I had this fairy tale husband, because I thought we was going to live happily ever after.
Yeah.
You know, and just have a picket fence, the house, and all of that. Well, I tell you, I didn't like alcoholics or drug addicts when I was growing up because my parents were like that. And they never thought that I would ever do drugs. And I didn't either. I took a little sip every now and then, holidays. You know how things were in the beginning, but then at the end, it's not like that anymore. That was me. So when I came in here and I came visiting and you guys were sharing, I came to meetings for about 2 months. And I left, and I used after every meeting because I didn't open up my mouth and say who and what I was and that I needed help. I had tried to stop using a lot of times on my own, only because I didn't have the tools to stay stopped. So the day that I opened up my mouth, I said, "Hi, my name is Anita S., and I'm an addict, and I need some help." All these women came in, and I'm like, "Back up. Y'all getting too close. You know, I need my space. You know, I got clean in New York, and in New York, the meetings are just like a convention. Basically, so many people, you could come in and leave, and you don't have to say anything." But I listened to the stories, and I thought that was so amazing how you can go to a meeting, listen to some stories, and just leave, and nobody gonna mess with you, you know? So if you hear, you're supposed to be here. If you don't know who you are, just keep coming. Because see, what I found out about myself coming to Narcotics Anonymous is that once I put the drugs down, I didn't know how to live life without them. I learned how to live life using and getting and using. That's what my life had become. And it happened because I found out that my husband had cheated on me, and I couldn't deal with this. So I took my little four-month-old baby, and I flew to Detroit because I wasn't about sticking and staying or dealing or none of that. I had no steps in my life. I knew when the heat get hot in the kitchen, I was gone. That's all I knew. So I ran straight back into the addiction, and that's when my brother said, "Need a girl, come here. I got something that's going to make you feel better." Mm-hmm. And I knew as long as it wasn't a needle, I would give it a try. Well, hell, I took a daggone hit, and I forgot why I came to Detroit. All I remember saying is, "Damn, bro, that's good. You got some more?" See, because I didn't want to feel. I didn't want to feel. And then the dog, my ears was ringing and stuff, so I chased that. That good feel. I went back to my husband. I forgave him. Now, you know how drugs do. You know, we're going to be all right, honey. We can make it work. Man, listen, when I started going to meetings and listening to people share about what they was going through, it woke something up in me. It really did. Because, see, what happened was the man that married us, we went to marriage counseling because we both use it now. We got two kids. I didn't use with the first one, but that second one, listen. He kept saying, "You can't be messing up my baby." Why? Because he wanted it all, you know? So, but thank God she came out all right. You know, one is too many, a thousand is never enough. I used to call him Thirsty Ersty. You know, this disease, it doesn't care if you come from Park Avenue or the park bench. You know, it don't care if you dress up or dress down. It don't care if you have a degree or don't. I had a degree. He used to say to me, "This is what you live your life for? You got a degree. Go to work." I was working. I was working and using to live. You know, this thing, living life on life's terms is like, without the use, you have to learn and you have to get humble. Well, when you're arrogant and you're people-pleasing and you're living a lie, all that's got to be like wiped away. That's what the steps are there for, so that you can take a look at yourself. And I'm here to tell you, just strap in, because when I start taking a look at myself, I didn't like what I saw. I'm like, "Oh my God, that's me? Oh my God." You know, I had to change some things. So after the pastor said that if not one of you, both of you, if not both of you, one of you have to get yourself together, not for you, but for the kids, it was me. I had to get myself together. I had a 6-year-old son who I used all of his life. I had a 2-year-old daughter who, through the grace of God, they let me bring her home. She was all right. I used throughout my whole pregnancy. And I had my first clean holiday on the 4th of July. When I went up and got that white chip, I'm here to tell you, it was the only white chip I got, and it was the only one I needed. I never went back out again. And it's not because I didn't think about using or have an urge to use. Living on life terms, and here, you get some tools to help you do that. Well, after 30 days, I got a phone. I didn't have one when I was using. What I need a phone for? I couldn't talk, so I didn't have one. Y'all told me to get a phone. See, well, feel like picking up, pick up the phone and call somebody. Well, 26 days, I have money to go to Detroit. And my temporary sponsor at that time told me, oh, no, you can't go to Detroit. You made a commitment to make 90 meetings in 90 days. You know, because I took on what y'all said. If I said, if I try this and it works, then I'll stay. But you know, y'all didn't tell me I had so much work to do. I didn't know it either. But you know, I tried it. I figured I tried it a little while, and then if it didn't work, well, okay. Well, I've been trying it every day, and through the grace of God, I got 24 years. You know, one day at a time, living life on life's terms, and not because I haven't thought about using, I had an urge. But y'all gave me the tools: the phone, the sponsor, the steps, the traditions, all this stuff y'all gave me to live life on life's terms. And trust me, it came in handy when I had 7 years clean. I got diagnosed with lupus. 10 years clean, I was in a nursing home, couldn't walk, but I put a step on it through the grace of God. Y'all taught me to put these steps in my life and work them in every area. So a day at a time, I was able to get from that daggone bed to the wheelchair, to the walker, to the cane, and I could walk. Not because I didn't want to use, because I had a dis-ease with myself. I never wanted to use like I wanted to use 10 years clean. I said, oh my God, I can't live like this. I need to get high. The medicine is not working. I think if I get high. And then they told me, oh no, you can't get high. You just have to just get to the other side. God brings you through so you can reach back and help somebody else. I'm like, oh Lord, why me, Lord? Why me, right? He says, why not you? So I'm here to tell you, it's not what I've heard actually in this program. It's a lot of what I heard, but it's what I've lived through. Living life on life's terms, you know, no matter what. Being a part of the no matter what. Doing service work. This is service for me. Right now, this is giving back what was so freely given to me. You know, and I haven't even scratched the surface, really, in terms of not overnight, but over time, what I've learned, because I didn't buy into the disease. I had to learn that once I lost control, I had the disease. But I could have did without the experience. You know, I hated when I realized that I was powerless over this disease and that only I have a day at a time reprieve. And man, living life on life's terms is not easy, but I'm strapped in and I'm rocking and I'm rolling with it, you know. I couldn't stay clean 24 hours or 24 minutes in New York. So to have 24 years, I'm a miracle. You know, and I thank God for you guys. It's not me. I stand on the shoulders of all those that was here before me. And I thank God for your honesty, because I didn't think when I came in here I was going to end up with lupus. You know, who wants to be in the bed, have to wait until somebody comes and wash you, change you, dress you, feed you? Oh, my God. That was just like so devastating for me. So today I have an appreciation, not in the love for the program, but just for life. To be able to wake up. We take so much for granted going to the bathroom by myself, you know? Oh, man, this is an awesome program, and I thank God for it. But I didn't want y'all to talk about God when I came in here. I was angry at God. Those two people that brought me into the world died 3 months apart. And, I mean, there wasn't enough alcohol or drugs to kill that hole that was in my gut. So I went to therapy because I believed in it. But when I got there, I lied. You know, he said, do you get high? Do you drink? And I told him every now and then. I went back to the way things used to be. I ain't tell him I was getting high every day, all day. You know, who does that? So I saw myself lying, so I didn't go back. But God intervened 2 months later. I went to my first meeting, and I heard I never have to use again. And I heard people sharing that they didn't use no matter what. And I'm like, I got to keep coming. So when you shared that, it touched me. Yes. You know, the fact that you wasn't using, you was going through divorce and death and all this other relationship, and you wasn't using. Even if you thought about it, you didn't do it. And I had to keep coming until I learned how to do that. Today, I know just for experience. Life on life's terms without the use means that I don't pick up no matter what. And this disease is cunning, baffling, and insidious. Because I have 24 coming up on 25, it tell me, if you have a thought about using now, you better not tell nobody, because they're going to be thinking,
You think that you are huge after all of these years? Hell yeah, because the disease knows.
Yes, yes.
The disease knows, okay? It's in here with me. Your nose like right back there. He just ain't on my back like the gorilla because I keep him at bay. I make meetings. I go to, you know, I go to meetings. I talk to people. I read my book. I'm sponsored. I work steps. I do service. Yes. And I will never stop. Thank you for letting me share. My name is Anita S. Thank
Woo!
You.
Yes, amazing. Thank you.
Yes, again, I'm Carolyn. I'm an addict. I'd like to thank Susan B. and Anita S.
Let's give them a hand.